Word for you from Matthew chapter 2 verse 1. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem. We looked at this topic last time. Are you living in Bethlehem or in Bedlam this Christmas? And I spoke briefly about the history of the Hospital of St. Mary of Bethlehem in London, England, founded in 1247, and finally became a hospital for mental patients. And finally, from Bethlehem, it began to be known as, with the shortened construction of the word Bethlehem, and then finally Bedlam. And Bedlam today is in the English vocabulary as meaning insanity, madness. Now let me just speak a little bit about Bedlam and what it was like. Here is an extract of what it was like in Bedlam. The rattling of chains, the shrieks of those severely treated by their barbarous keepers, mingled with curses, oaths, and the most blasphemous imprecations, did from one quarter of the house shock her tormented ears, while from another, howlings like that of dogs, shoutings, roarings, prayers, preaching, curses, singing, crying, etc., and the most horrible confusion. This is a report written by Eliza Haywood back in 1726. By then, the 1700s and in the 1800s, it began to be known as a place for entertainment, because people who thought that they were sane would come for entertainment and observe these insane people, provoke them, laugh at them, tease them. That is what Bedlam is like. Imagine, it came from the word Bethlehem. And the question I asked last time, are you living in Bethlehem this Christmas or in Bedlam, in madness? As I said, most nervous breakdowns, most alcoholic poisoning, most accidents, etc., happen during Christmas time, when it should be the peace and joy of Bethlehem. Instead, it is like Bedlam. Now, you can ask yourself the question, am I living in a type of madness, or am I living in the joy of Bethlehem? Is it a time for me to ponder upon the wonder of Christmas, Jesus born in Bethlehem?